This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Preston's report card.
8:02 in the a.m. Mike Preston is joining us right now. What's going on, Preston?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Doing well. All right. Doing well. Of course, you can find Mike Preston's report card at Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com, but right now he's going to go through it. What'd you give quarterback Lamar Jackson?
I gave him a C+. His first half was not very good. I mean, actually, he could have thrown four interceptions in the first half. I mean, he was just off. And that rolling right and throw back across the middle, that's great when you play poor defenses. Jimmy Schwartz, who coaches the Browns, he's pretty good, pretty respected. And they have some fast safeties. That's a pretty good team defensively. Bad mistakes, but I give him credit. At least he brought him back. You know, and I started thinking, does this guy have to put on a Superman cape every week for this team to win because their defense is so bad? That's one of the biggest takeaways I took away from watching that loss yesterday.
What about the running backs?
Running backs, I think I gave them a C. Derrick Henry kind of disappeared out of the game. He had that one run 39 yards early in the first half, but then after that, not much of a factor. Patrick Ricard, did he play yesterday?
Not what he should have. <That's>, not what he should have.
Got away out of that running game. And, and when they're running, it sets up the play action, sets up the RPOs. They never got that going, and that's a hard sell for this team.
Mike, what did you think about that fourth down call, though? The play the first design, one. Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. One, I'm taking the points because I'm on the road, all right? And two, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, put them in the same backfield, please.
Yes.
Because even if he carries the ball, Lamar, to the outside, you have to respect that. You can't shrink the field down. But when you just got Derrick Henry and the Wildcat, oh, it's a power game. It's a power formation. You just can't be that predictable. So that was a bad call.
You gave the offensive line a C-.
Oh, yeah. You know, all of this stuff about Ronnie Stanley, and he's had a good season. He's playing against Myles Garrett pretty good. All right. The kid Dalvin Thomason, he had his way with Lindenbaum yesterday. And I told you guys since day one, if you're going to beat the Ravens, you better have a good defensive line. And then you got to have some guys in the secondary. Well, the Browns, they have a pretty good defensive line. And their safeties can fly to the ball. And then the Ravens couldn't get the running game going. So they got a C-.
You got a receiver's a C.
Receivers are C, and I'm being nice to them. They dropped a couple balls yesterday, but you gotta also remember Lamar missed Flowers open, wide open. The pass to Likely, that should have been a touchdown. That's a touchdown, and that's a free play. Didn't get it done, but Bateman dropping that pass, could the sun got in his eyes, and maybe it did. I don't know. Aguilar dropped one or two. Not a good day for receivers. They were serviceable, but didn't make enough plays. And that was the story of the game. Where were the playmakers yesterday?
Get defensive line to see.
Yeah, and I'm being nice to those guys, too.
Why are you being so nice this morning?
because they almost won still. See, Robbie, sometimes you got to throw a little curveball. Everybody guessing a little bit. He's going to kill him tomorrow. He's going to kill him tomorrow. Surprise. You know, it's like old Gomer Powell, Jim Neighbor, surprise. They were okay, but where's the pass rush?
None.
I mean, Matabike, they gave you this big money. Make a play. You have to come up and make a play. Didn't happen. Then they lose Brent Urban. Then they lose Michael Pierce. Not a very good group, but overall still serviceable. Linebackers.
C-minus.
Yeah. Roquan Smith has not played extremely well this season. I don't care what anybody says. I'm watching him in that game yesterday, man. He was getting ate up in the first half of that game. I mean, he can block. Not very good at coverage. Outside linebackers, pass rush, where was it? Non-existent. What they hurried Winston like four times yesterday, two sacks, and guess what? The big boys, Kavanoy, Owe, didn't have a sack.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the lowest grade of the season coming up, Rob, or no?
What, secondary?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's gotten an F yet. Well, if you get a D minus like the secondary did, just give me the F, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, Rob? I was thinking about that, but again, Rob, I'm being nice.
I don't know why.
Because he's in Cleveland.
We don't even want to talk about going to Cleveland, folks. Okay? That's a story. That's a story in itself. But, okay, you guys can talk all you want about coaching, and I get that because the middle of the field is wide open. You just see things going on in there. And, again, we go back to that comment, not in the picture. They had a lot of guys who were not in the picture. But, Mr. Jackson, they throw that last touchdown pass, and you're in, quote, zero coverage. I never played safety before, but I do know this. If we're blitzing, nobody gets behind me. No one gets behind me. And the guy just blew right down the field. Right behind him. And I'm like, that's not coaching. You learn that in 9 and 10.
Yep.
You know, that's... And guys, let's be honest. Who's the shutdown corner of the Ravens? They don't have one. They do not have one. Nate Wiggins could be that guy in the future, but not yet. He's a rookie. He likes to put his hands on people, but still, you know, that works in college. It doesn't work in the National Football League. But they don't have a shutdown corner. Brandon Steele is not a shutdown corner. And people are picking on him. That's a weekly thing. Marcus Williams, hey, I applaud him for benching him. But then who do you have behind them? they weren't very good either. And Mr. Jackson pitched the ball. He hit a ball.
Special teams.
He hit three times. Pitched the ball.
Special teams got a C.
Yeah, but now we're back to that question again, Rob. Mr. Tucker. Even the one he made, he converted on, that one didn't even look that good. I'm like, oh, that was nasty looking. But maybe it's the wind, whatever. But then he comes back and he misses the other one. I'm like, uh-oh. All right, I guess we can start asking that question again. Special teams, you know, I was surprised that Cleveland kicked the ball on kickoff returns. They were short. And the Ravens couldn't get it out past the 35, 40-yard line. They did that against Tampa Bay.
And let me ask you, let me ask you this, Mike. They kicked it short, Cleveland did, every time, except the one at the end of the game with under a minute, saving the Ravens some time. I'm like, the time you should kick it short, you kick it in the end zone and nothing runs off the clock.
I didn't get that one either. I think maybe he made a mistake and just kicked the heck out of the ball, Rob. Because I kept thinking, okay, this is going to be sure, it's going to be sure, it's going to be sure. Ravens going to have a nice return. And then he boots it out of the end zone. And I'm like, oh, well, he must have made a mistake.
Yeah, that was dumb.
They're going to see coaching. offense. They just tried to be too cute at times. You know, just stay within your offense. You know, that little shuffle pass that they try to run. Come on. That's not your style. Travis Kelce can run that. Patrick Mahomes can run that. But that's not something you want to run with your guys. All right? Putting, what's his name, Derrick Henry in the Wildcat? No. You don't want to do that. That's not your style, again. They weren't – and I don't even know if they can, I can say they weren't ready to play. It's just that they didn't play a good game. All right, and Rob, we talked about this Friday. You knew the Browns were going to come out, and you were going to either get two things. They were going to be very good because Winston was starting, and they wanted to show everybody it's Deshaun Watson's fault. That's why we can't win. Or they were just going to throw in the towel. Well, you know what the Ravens got? They got a team that came out there ready to play. And they were fired up, and, hey, I got to give Winston credit. I didn't think he was going to be that good. I mean, he made some nice throws, and the Ravens still had a chance to win but didn't get it done. But I gave coaching C-minus D somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. So that was the report card. I still have a hard time believing they lost to the Browns.
Well, they did. They did.
I do. I mean, but the way that they carved up the Ravens secondary, and I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, as I wrote this morning, well, bring back Chuck Pagano, bring back Rex Ryan, bring them all back. Have a party. Fix it. All right, you got problems. Fix this unit because you can't cover.
You might need to bring Winks blitzing ass back.
Yeah.
I mean, to get some pressure here.
Well, you remember they said Winky blitzes too much. It's too predictable. And then at the end here, the Ravens, they're just like blitzing every play, like three or four straight. And Winston's eating them up on the outside. Bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, what are they doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.